We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Midyom Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Kuf Yud Tesif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Imratza Lahosif Bechol Bracha Me'em Tzayos Me'en HaBracha Mosif. If you want to add a bakasha in the middle of any of the middle brachos, you are allowed to, but it has to be similar to the theme of the bracha that you are saying. Ketzad, Hayelo Chola Mevakesh Al Vrach Min Brikos Rafeinu. If there's a sick person you want to daven for, you can daven for him during the bracha of Rifa'inu. Hayatzarich Parnasa, if you needed some job, Mevakesh Ala Birkas Hashanim, you would daven for that during Birkas Hashanim. Ramasa, Shemosef, Yasel, Bracha, Vach, Mosef, Aval Yosef, Vachakach, Yasel, Bracha. You should make sure that you add the bakasha, the personal bakasha, in the middle of the bracha, not at before you start the bracha. Ubishamayat Tfila, Yachalish, Al Kol Tzarchav. During Shemayat Tfila, you could daven for anything. She Kolel is called bakashas, because Shemayat Tfila is a general request, and therefore you can add anything in there. Ula Rav Rabbeinu Yona, Kshemosef HaBracha Meinos HaBracha, Karnit Rabbeinu Yona, when you add something to the theme of the bracha, Imosef Osa Beshvil Kol Yisrael, Omer Osa B'Lashon Rabin, V'lo B'Lashon Yachid. If you are davening for all of Klal Yisrael, or a group of people, then you can say it B'Lashon Rabin, you can say it in the plural form, and not in the individual form, V'lo Yosef El B'Sof HaBracha, V'lo Be'em. So once again, you should not add it in the end of the bracha. Or at the end of the bracha, rather you should do that, or in the middle of the bracha, because it seems like if you're davening b'lashon rabim, it seems like you're adding it on to the bracha itself, and that would be changing the language that Chazal instituted for the bracha. So if you're davening for a rabim, you should say it at the beginning. If you're davening for personal bakasha, so then you could daven and say it in the middle, but you have to say it in the singular form, not the plural. During Shemayat Tfila, when you're allowed to daven for anything, or at the end of davening, when you're saying your personal bakashos before Yul Ratzon, before concluding Shemona Esrei, so then you can say it in the singular form or the plural form, and you can daven for yourself or for anybody else. And that is a time that is set aside for any bakasha you would like. The Mishnah Berurah adds that when you daven for certain bakashos, you should not daven that the person should not get sick in the future, or that you should not lose parnasa in the future during a particular bracha. So that, if you want to daven for that, that should be done during Shemaya Tfila, which is the general bakasha. Then you're allowed to daven for future things as well. We already noted before that when one davens for a sick person, they don't need to mention their name if they are in front of the chola, but if they're not in front of the chola, then they should mention their name. The Aruch HaShulchan adds an important point when it comes to adding bakashas in the middle of the brachas. If you're adding the bakasha right before the ending bracha, like in Rifa'inu, if you are about to finish and you, before Brachat Hashem Rufei Cholei Amo Yisrael, you add in, please let this person get better, or something like that. So it should be Me'ein HaChasima, because we know that there's a rule of Me'ein HaChasima Samal HaChasima. There are some who say that when you add on to a bracha for individual purposes, you should not make it too lengthy. This is true, says the Mishnah Berurah, during Shema Kolenu as well, but during Elokeinu Tzor, you would be allowed to make your bakashas as long as you like.